Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought actually I would speak now so that there'd be a longer silence afterwards. It's kind of sweet to be sitting in a double house, sort of the roof, and then the house of birds. I felt as if they were like making a field for us. So as this at this first retreat of our winter practice period, I'd like to welcome you with some words from the poet Issa, this haiku. No talent, no blame either. Now I'm in winter retreat. No talent, no blame either. I love the way Issa's poem here is a sort of welcome to himself into his retreat. And we too can welcome ourselves as we sit down for a good long day of meditation together. No talent, no blame either. Now here I am, a winter day. Bits of snow still on the ground, blue sky and cloud, chill and sun and birds. A room full of bodies, hearts and minds, we people sitting together. Just as it is, the day shows up. We show up. How the day happens, and whatever a day is, and however we are, this is how it is. Just for us, just for you. What is time? What is? And what time is it for you? This afternoon, I'll talk a little bit about calendars and about lunar time, as we've just entered a lunar new year. But for now, I'd invite you to notice the wonderings that might hover under the thought line in your meditation. Wonderings of the body, wonderings of the heart and mind. Not words necessarily, but just what's there. Time might get to be a bit slippery, might begin not so much like the orderly progression that we find convenient for our purposes of staying alive. So here's a poem that describes this. Time gets foreshortened late at night. Jesus died a few days ago, my father and sister just before lunch. At dawn, I fished, then hoed corn. Married at mid-morning, wept for a second. We were poor momentarily for a decade. Within a few minutes, I made a round trip to Paris. I drank and ate during a parade in my room. One blink, red mountains still there. And that one blink will be familiar to you. The experience in meditation when suddenly here you are, breathing in, breathing out, Someone coughed. Oh. All of it is the meditation. The wandering, the wonder at time, the contortionist, and also at stop time that happens. What is time? What is? And what time is it for you? I've been with some of you revisiting the Lankavatara Sutra, in which the Buddha explains how we habitually construct a whole world out of whole cloth, building castles of despair out of mirages. As it turns out, things are not at all as they appear, nor are there no things. The very mind that constructs is continuous with, not separate from, a world. And when we get to notice our constant projections of a world, and the way we tend to relate primarily to those, we sometimes weep, and we sometimes just get a big belly laugh. Well, would you look at that? And we have a moment of freedom. What a show. Physics and mathematics are now demonstrating this insight in dramatic ways, so that we can consider that even space and time, the linchpins of our world conception, are not truths, but, as Donald Hoffman puts it, a desktop interface, there to hide, to mask the truth, so that you don't have to deal with all that complexity and can stay alive for a while. We have to take it seriously to stay alive, but we don't have to take it literally. And this seems to me very good advice also for our practice. We don't have to take it literally, any of it. And what would that mean, not to take it literally? The Celtic idea of the other world seems to me to kind of parallel these insights. It's called a mundus imaginalis. And so this is not to say that the world that your imagination conjures up is false. It's to say that it's not real, necessarily. And so there's a, I hope you can feel a kind of liberation in that, that all of the worlds are a gift of mind for us. Can we receive them with equanimity, moment by moment? Can we open our hearts, not just to the one world that we might have decided is the real one? And that reminds me of our koan from the West. There is another world, and it's inside this one. Or, and it is this one. One thing I think we do in meditation, and I think it's essential to our way, is to open ourselves to a world that may be presenting itself all the time, that may not be at all separate from the world we're used to, but that may be offering itself always at every moment to heal the divisions that we create, to heal the rights and wrongs with which we beat ourselves and others up. in our efforts to stay alive, to heal our hearts and make them available for love. We do this with this simple act of sitting down. An act of just offering ourselves to receive what comes.